Donald Trump's inflammatory comments have been a staple of his candidacy.
The only card she has is the woman's card. She's got nothing else going. And frankly, if Hillary Clinton were a man, I don't think she'd get 5% of the vote.
And now that he's the presumptive Republican nominee, some corporate sponsors are distancing themselves from the Republican National Convention. Color of Change is a civil rights group trying to get sponsors to drop out.
This moment is about corporations making a very clear decision about connecting their money and their resources to the type of hate that Donald Trump has been selling America.
Hewlett-Packard is one past participant that won't be playing a part this summer. According to Color of Change, the company provided over $556,000 in cash and in-kind donations 4 years ago. Microsoft, another RNC donor in 2012, won't be contributing this time, just technical services and product. Coca-Cola, which gave $660,000 4 years ago, donated just $75,000 this year.
Brands are being very cautious around their messaging for these conventions because if they back away from the RNC, that's problematic too.
Advertising Age managing editor Natalie Zamuda says the political conventions still attract large audiences.
Marketers don't want to be involved with negativity and don't want to be associated with a convention that potentially is perceived as alienating some audiences.
Zamuda notes many sponsorships are locked up in advance. Google is still an RNC sponsor, so is Facebook, which says its involvement is a matter of civic duty.
If any employee of a major Fortune 500 company went into work and said the things that Donald Trump says on the campaign trail, they'd be fired.
Most of the companies we spoke with stressed their decisions were nonpartisan. The Trump campaign did not respond to requests for comment. And Gail, the RNC host committee told CBS this morning that it's raised nearly 90% of its budget.